Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Happy holidays to you. Yesterday, I got to put this up on Facebook because I was reading the Netflix study that basically said more people are binging on their favorite TV shows than ever.
I am so guilty of that.
And that's the funny thing, because this is done by Netflix, but I don't have Netflix. And I did at one point in time, but ended up getting rid of it. But now, with my system, there is like on demand and stuff like that.
Sure.
So you can basically get all your shows that way. But even that way, I don't necessarily do like Scandal with Kerry Washington.
Oh, I love that show.
And that's a show where I don't know why, but I don't like waiting week to week. So what I'll do is I'll just record a whole bunch of them.
Yep.
And then sit there. And just go through them. And sometimes I'll just save up like four shows and then just hammer them all out in one night.
It's so much fun. I love it.
And yeah, then there's no waiting. And that, I think now with technology, what it is, who waits week to week to catch their shows? There's some that I have to just, I got to check out.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. Like Walking Dead, for instance, is one of those shows.
And that's one of mine that I Netflix.
Do you?
Because I never watched it. I was like, I can't get into this. Like, this show just looks ridiculous. And then I started watching and I'm hooked. Like, I'm watching all of the seasons on Netflix.
See, and I'm guilty of whenever there's the HBO preview weekend or Showtime, Cinemax, all those. My wife and I will record, they'll run the marathon of Girls.
Girls?
Which... the weirdest show ever.
That's what I've heard. I've never seen it.
And as a man, I shouldn't be watching Girls, but there's something about it that's just like, this is messed up. Like, the Sex and the City ladies have nothing on
compared
these girls.
To them? Oh, my.
And we will sit there and just go. I think we watched a whole season, basically, in the after, because they're only half-hour episodes.
Right, so it doesn't take as long, yeah.
And just kind of throwing out there, what are the shows that you binge on, that you marathon watch? And how do you do it? Do you Netflix them or kind of what's the deal? Like Zero got me hooked into that Dexter show.
Dexter's a good one. Yep. And I do Sons of Anarchy also. I missed all of last season. So I took a weekend and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so intense. What's going on?
See, and that's the best part now. You never miss out.
I know.
Because you can always go back. It's not the old days anymore where we're sitting on our wagon wheel waiting for our show to come on. What is the show that you just binge on, that you got a marathon watch? New, old, it does not matter. What is it for you?
I am binging on Shameless. No matter what, day and night, any freaking day, I have to watch Shameless.
Shameless, that's a good one. And some people are going to be now finding out, oh, now I got to look into this Shameless show.
Yep.
What the heck is that? What's the show you're binging on?
I watched all of Friends in like 2 weeks.
And
Friends is one I could watch all day long. And
there's
Ray
a reason. Yeah, I have all the seasons.
I do too.
And in fact, come Thanksgiving time, what we like to do is go through all and find all the Thanksgiving episodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to add more of those kind of to my collection that I got to pull out over the holiday season to see. What are all their holiday episodes? What's the show for you?
Justify.
Oh, yes.
That is a good one.
I did 3 seasons of them in 1 week.
And that's the show I'll forget about, and then I'll realize, oh my God, it's on, and I've missed 3 episodes, so then I just need to go catch up.
That's right.
Perfect. What are we seeing in the text club, Maggie?
Oh my God, so many. We got Cougar Town, Desperate Housewives, Parenthood and Sons of Anarchy on Netflix, Breaking Bad, easily the best show to hit television ever, Dexter, I called myself out of school so I could finish another season, so addicted, Orange is the New Black, watched the entire season in 1 day, it hit the Netflix.
And that is a Netflix show specifically.
It is specifically Netflix, yep. Arrow and Walking Dead coming in a lot, and I binge on Buffy every so often, I love that show.
And I think there's also like, I'll throw in like Supernatural.
I found Dawson's Creek on Netflix the other day, and that was my weekend. And Ray was like, oh my God, are you kidding? I was hooked. I'm like, Pacey, no!
You know, what's funny is when I was living over in Europe, they actually aired Dawson's Creek at like 9, 10 in the morning. And that became a staple. There was like 7 of us living in one house together. We would all get up in the mornings just so we could catch these old school Dawson's Creek episodes. And Looking back, that's kind of sad. But
it is so sad.
What is the show that you are binging on? What do you marathon watch?
Dr. House MD.
House. I love that show.
And that especially is one that it's even better to just watch those back to back.
Yes. Best show ever created right there, my friend.
Perfect. Thanks for calling in. What's the show you're watching marathon style?
I got two of them.
Okay.
One, Big Bang Theory. Love that show. Mm-hmm. Great show. And the other one's Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I bought all seven seasons and spent like 2 days watching the entire series.
That's awesome. And lots of people love Boy Meets World from back in the day.
Absolutely.
And also, one of the only reasons I ever watch TBS is because I feel like every night they have Big Bang Theory.
They do.
For like hours on end. And even if you've seen them all, you just find yourself sitting there
watching
episode after episode.
So true.
What's showing up text-wise?
Let's see. I'm currently watching Nip Tuck, White Collar and Revenge showing up a lot. I do that with a lot of shows. I binge watch Law & Order right now, but I'm starting with American Horror Story, True Blood, but only because I don't have HBO and have to wait for it to come out on DVD every year. Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad, Once Upon a Time, Grey's Anatomy. I can never seem to watch a show when it's actually on, kids and all, you know.
There are so many shows where, especially now in the Facebook realm, where you have to be like, I've not seen, like Walking Dead is the pain in my butt.
Yes.
Because it's on later at night. And of course, people have to post about it. So when I open up my Facebook newsfeed, like I need a filter.
You do.
That specifically eliminates Walking Dead stuff. Mm-hmm. Just so I don't have to see about it. What's the thing you binge on?
South Park.
South Park. So do you get them on like Netflix or?
No, I have all the DVDs. I've got everything except for 12, 14, and 15 seasons.
Wow, how many seasons of South Park is there?
Right now there's 15.
Oh, that's a lot of shows go through. What's the show you're marathon watching?
I watched My Name is Earl, and there was a little story attached behind that. I play Pokemon, and I was bored. So while I was watching it, I was trying to catch what you call a shiny Pokemon, and during one of the seasons, I got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell of a nut.
Just named it Eldorado.
It's not often you tie those two together.
I don't know. It just happened.
Perfect. Thanks so much for calling in. Now let's do a final run text club. What do you
see? Let's see. Game of Thrones and the Tudors. Vampire Diaries, right before each new season starts. I rewatch all the other seasons so I don't miss anything. New Girl. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. And Portlandia. There's something wrong with me. I binged on Supernatural and Heroes. Total of 12 seasons of 45-minute shows in 3 weeks. Rescue Me and Sons of Anarchy. We watched 4 seasons in a week of Sons of Anarchy so we could watch the new seasons. Friday Night Lights, Unsolved Mysteries, Lost on Netflix. Took me 1 month to finish 6 seasons.
If we've learned anything, we're all severely addicted to TV shows.
Morning Playhouse. Check it. Wake it up.